Hello, Bethune City Council.
Hi, this is Glenn Nelson. I live at 711 West Broad. And I'd like to first just say the young man in Philadelphia mentioned earlier has a name, and it's Walter Wallace. And he was shot 14 times within 1 minute of the police arriving on the scene of what was a mental health call. And he was shot in front of his mother, and he leaves behind a newborn child and a widow, who, if you can donate to, they still need help. So that is, you know, something we really want to prevent happening here in Bethlehem. And mental stress is in no short supply. People have lost jobs. People have lost homes. People's health is at risk right now. There seems to be a willingness to allow mental health to languish. As a depressed person, I make up 1 in 5 of the population. This is not a rare condition. I have been lucky enough to find voluntary treatment, but it took me 6 months of languishing on wait lists. I'm one of the lucky ones. I haven't been in a crisis that involved police in years, but let me tell you, when I was in that state, the presence of law enforcement was not helpful to me. It made my anxiety spiral out of control. And the answer to mental health just can't, you cannot have that be a cop. Cops are not equipped to respond to mental health. It's a part of what is in their job description. It's not what they're trained to do. We don't need a mental health cop that is on the police force. We need other services that already exist to be adequately funded so that people aren't languishing on 6 month wait lists. The police aren't trained for that job, and they shouldn't be. The other piece of this is that it's just not fiscally responsible to ask every other department to run on skeleton crews to keep the police department intact. You want to raise the taxes on the people in a pandemic that is worsening right now as we speak before you cut the police budget. A budget shows what a city values, right? Do we value police? Is that really the message you want to send to the community right now? We are watching you, and we demand that the people not be put behind the police. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments.